Okay. All right. So this year, I'm observing 24th yahrzeit of my mother, Shalom Rina Bas Rav Yitzchak. Remarked to my wife that did a little math. It's the first time, actually, that I am older than she was when she passed away. It's a certain emotional. Here's a pause.
The post stage for the.
I was already at that time. Figured out. So this is learning of the living shmata. I learned Yerushalmim instead of Bikurim, which is the end of Yerushalmim, the end of Zrayim. Of course, there's no Bavli on Bikurim, but there is Yerushalmim. And what we're first, before I make the actual siyum, is an interesting passage in Gemara. It actually talks about this is on the Bavli base in the pages of Yerushalmim. It's Perek Beis Aloha Aleph. The different paginations of Yerushalmi, so that's why usually they'll refer in the literature to the Daf Yerushalmi rather to a Perek in Aloha. But there's a classic edition. This is Daf Amud Beis. So the Gemara then discusses comes up incidentally, but the Gemara discusses different types of deaths signify, what different types of Misa signify. So one thing Gemara says is a person dies. Yeah, I guess it's relevant to what's on now, perhaps not as much as it was a year and a half ago. But, if a person dies after being ill for 3 days, that's called Mace Bamagefa. A person died because of a plague. Okay, Mace Bamagefa. But the Gemara then says, Chilfi Barbare de Bevo, he says, he raised a question based on Sukkim and Shmuel Aleph, Parakov Pets. This is a fascinating story that the Gemara tells about David Hamadati. Well, Alec Perakov talks about with regards to David HaMelech. David HaMelech was running away, after a battle, David HaMelech and his men, were hungry and tired, listening again, Perakov Pes, of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. And David came to a place, to a property, to an estate owned by a guy by the name of Novel. The East Bemaoda Maser Bakarmo, East Gorom Old Road, so and so, just a lot of Alice, he's in Aidmizos, Son of Bakarmel, from the Carmel range, the northwestern part of Eretz Yisrael, Haifa and so on. And Beshemo East Novel, his name was Novel, Beshem East Abigail, and a wife called Abigail. Oisha Toba Sechel Vifastor, she was intelligent and also attractive. But he is Kosher Varam Alamuchol, but he was a difficult guy, very, very difficult guy. And David heard that he was available and he was around where his men, where he his soldiers were traveling. So David heard, I only doubled on arm, Alu Kamel Boshim on Novel, Shaltamo Bishmilo Shalom. When you, he sent some of his officers, whatever, some of his men, go up the mountain over here, find this guy Novel, greet him in peace in my name. Amartam Kolachai, that's a famous pasuk, I was saying the famous. American Kolachai Atar Shalom, Shalom. David gave him this very friendly and warm, very warm and friendly greeting. And I hear that you have clocks and so on and so forth. And basically, he asked Novel for some stuff for his men in the wake of this battle. The Pasuk Yud says, "Bayan Novel es Avde David." Here's what Novel answered. I over me, David. Who is this David? Who does he think he is? He's coming to me. Who does he think he is? Me, David. Me, Ben Yishai. I own Bravo of Adam as parts of Mishnah and Avila Kakis Lachmi, as Memai, as Tipasasha Kavata goes up and a Sati Lashim, Ashal Yadati, Eme Zahema. I should take some of my stuff and my belongings and help sustain or feed people that have nothing to do with. Okay, get the heck out of here. Drop dead. I'm not helping. I want nothing to do with you. And David, his men left, and so on. And David was livid, and he felt that this person was novel was deserving of punishment. And he got his soldiers together, and he's going to go give David a hard time, to say the least. Okay, Abigail, the wife, was described earlier in the pasuk as intelligent and good looking. Realized what's going on. And she got some of his servants and said, listen, okay, David sent a message of greetings, of shalom, of peace to us. Okay, here's what I want you to do. she took bread and wine. I'm skipping Sukkah, but you can read the very fascinating parak. Bread and wine and cattle, give it to him and so on and so forth. Okay, but she never told the husband that's what she did. Okay, and David confronted her again, the whole thing. Anyway, at the end of the day, she begged, and she pleaded, you know, to spare her and spare, you know, spare the property and so on. And please forgive me and so on. That's basically what she asked for. And in any event, what's striking is that this guy Abigail, in effect, lived it up. Okay, but I'm a double Abigail. I'm sorry, the guy Novel lived it up. And Abigail understood what had gone wrong. By over David Abigail, Baruch Hashem, okay, so I shall shloch hayom azelik vasi. Okay, you know, Baruch Hashem, you came to me and so on and so forth. However, your husband treated me in such a terrible way, he's going to be punished for it. That's not the way you treat somebody and so on. And they took the stuff. And now Abigail finds to go back and tell her husband what happened. But Tobo Abigail Novo, she went to Novo. By so he was having a party. He was living it up. You can make see in a movie, right? He had the swimming pool and lots of people dancing around, jumping around, right? He's living it up. He's having a big party. And the lame novel Tovalov, he was feeling cheerful and good. So Shikar, he had much too much to drink. Okay. Below he so she said, I'm not saying a word to him now about what happened and about the threat, the imminent danger that he's in. Ad or haboker, and now the key passage. Ahiv haboker b'tseis hayayin minovo atager lo ishtas hadvarma eila. The next morning, when he was sober, she told him, basically, you know what you did, you fool? You know who you insulted? You know what the result is going to be? And he was so, suddenly became frightened because David had a whole army and so on and so forth. And then he realized, and the pasuk says, he had a heart attack. He had a heart attack. He kaseres hayom and vayikav Hashem es Novel vayonos. 10 days later, Novel dropped it. It's I it's medically a heart attack, but it says in the pasuk that vayomos libo bekirbo. You know, his heart died in his midst. I mean, whether that's a description or a heart condition, a heart attack, whatever it was, and then he died. So what's all this got to do? So the Gemara in Bikurim, Yerushalmi in Bikurim says, you see that he uses the word vayigov, which means a plague. So the Gemara says, you see that sometimes a person can die from some kind of a magay from 10 days, not 3 days. That's the connection in this Gemara. Now what the Gemara then does say that it's not that it was not that it was a random 10 days. But these 10 days, and the Babli has the Rosh Hashanah also not because these 10 days were actually a Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Now, whether it means literally on the calendar of the cemetery, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, or because Baruch Hu gave 10 days in his novel to do Teshuva and he didn't do so that's a dispute among the Mefarshim and so on. But the 10 days represent Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and that's why this Gemara caught my attention, obviously, because that's what's relevant today. In Arab Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says of Chagai Bar Nachman. I'm sorry, Chagai B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. Asar Yamin Ain Ksiv Kan Ela Ki Asar Es Yamin. Talo Kadosh Baruch Hu Asar Yamin Kasar Es Yamin Shebein Asar Es Yamin Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Shema Yaseh Tshuva Below Asar. He muffed the opportunity and he died at the end of 10 days. So what we see from this is there's some connection to Asar Es Yamin Tshuva. So I just want to show you for a quick moment on the Kasimul Dav Ma'ariv. Now I appreciate everybody coming and note. Again, it's always our Rosh Hashanah from the Yeretz. That's the way it works. But I appreciate people coming out. Soloveitchik had just a fantastic analysis of this little piece in the novel. This is printed in Alei Teshuva, the first mimer in Alei Teshuva. He says, basically, Halokom Super tells a story, and he says it was in the morning when the language of the pasuk again. I'll read it. Vayehi baboker b'tseis hayayin minovel. When the wine went out, he sobered up. Okay, he wasn't living it up anymore. Then, Batagelo Ishtos Advarma Eila. Then his wife told him what happened. Zub Darko Shalachet Me'ozma Olam. This is the way of Chet, of Averi. We live it up. We're not paying attention. We're drunk with him. Maybe not literally drunk, but, you know, we're not paying attention. But there's going to come a time when the wine goes out and you sober up and you wake up. Okay, and he says this Abigail was very clever, very smart. Okay, at that moment, she didn't say a word to him because he would have dismissed her. Right? And we got to David, he would have said, David, he's drunk. He's living out a good time. Don't mess up my good time. I don't want to hear Musser. I don't want to hear now. I don't know what I'm interested in. Over the next morning, back to regular daily life. He's no longer at a party, and the party's over, and he's sober. Then you have that. That's what she said. You understood. We'll put an ace with a bear. Sometimes it's good to say something. Sometimes better don't say anything now. Wait until later. Okay? And he says that the next paragraph is, next section is, Abigail achare kol chote. After every aver we do, there's going to come in each one of our lives, and Abigail is going to come and say, what did you just do? How did you just behave? What was your conduct? What were you thinking? And hopefully it moves us to do tshuva. Okay? Hopefully it moves us to realize, in the morning, with Seis Hayayim, when we wake up, we're not busy partying, we're not giving it to the Yitzhar, we're not living it up. But now we're ready to hear a little bit, maybe I got to think about it. Hopefully that Avigail in everybody's mind, that's what the Rebbe is saying. And again, I urge you to read it if you haven't read it, in a long time. It's just such a beautiful, not that it needs my huskamer, but it's just such a beautiful, just a beautiful presentation. That's the way psychologically, the Rebbe's insight in so many areas, but psychologically, that's what happens. Sometimes you do something afterward, you feel, what did I do? How could I have done that? How could I have cheapened myself to behave such a way? I acted like such a fool, or I behaved without thinking, and so on and so forth. And that's the nature of Avera. And that's I think, the Gemara's connection to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's what the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is designed to do. We started a little Chodesh Elul and Rosh Chodesh, but now, tomorrow night, Rosh Hashanah, and the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, this is the time to realize, I lived it up sometimes, and I behaved inappropriately, and I cheapened myself, and I ruined my own self-dignity, and how could I have done such a thing? And, Neville still didn't get the message in those 10 days. He didn't make it into 10 days. Okay, we hope that, that we will make it into 10 days because we're sensitive to what's going on. I heard that just this week, I sent the Yiddish thing from, staying with Biderman, right? With Elamel Biderman, who's very popular mashpia now in Eretz Yisrael. So there are a lot of the things they send out in our recording. So he told the story. He said the name of Reb Chaim Brisker. He said the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. He said, the guy's a Jewish guy, right? There's a smuggler. And he has to go and violate the law, and he has to sneak in with some driver, horse wagon driver, who's going to sneak him over the border and bring him his stuff. And okay, he sits down, he makes the plans, and someone is going to go in this time, and this is going to go in the middle of the night and sneak over the border, and so on and so forth. As soon as this guy makes the deal, right, he starts to fidget, starts to get nervous. After all, it's risky. The authorities are there trying to stop the smuggling. He gets caught. He's going to certainly be arrested. He'll lose his business, and maybe worse. And he begins to get nervous. The driver is not so nervous. He's done this before, okay? He's one of these professional guys, so he's not that nervous about it. The bottom boss is nervous about it. The driver's not that nervous. But he said when it comes to the day when they're actually supposed to do it, then the driver also begins to get a little nervous, right? After he wasn't thinking about it in advance, but, this time, he hasn't been caught before, but this time he could get caught, So now he begins to get nervous. So Chaim says, the only one who's not nervous in this whole equation is the horse. Okay, the horse is nervous. He doesn't care which way he goes. That's what Chaim said. Sometimes people begin to Chodesh Elul, they get a little bit nervous, they're getting ready for Yosha. Then some people, like Slidas, other people who hate the Rosh Hashanah, the only person who doesn't get a little bit nervous is the guy that's like the horse. That doesn't make a difference, though. But that was a Chaim's muscle point to this presentation. I thought it was very cute. But that's the idea. You have the Abigail that's mentioned here, and the 10 days, which Gemara says is a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so that's supposed to inspire us, hopefully, to look at ourselves. I'm not here to get chassid and get any musaf, but we have to look at ourselves and figure out, maybe I behaved in a way I shouldn't have behaved. And I was like novel at the time. I wasn't thinking. I was having a good time. It was all great. What am I worried about? But as the Rebbe said so beautifully in this piece, there's always an Avigal who's going to knock on the door the next day or the day after. When you sober up, you're no longer wrapped up in the passion of the moment, and it's going to wake you up. And hopefully that's what the Rabbi Rosh Hashanah does, and we'll do the tshuva properly. The Kaddish Baruch will give us a bracha, which have a ksiva simet over. So just read the last couple of lines of the Yerushalmi Bukur, and say Kaddish, and then we'll daven Maariv. And again, once again, I appreciate everyone's coming. Just want to mention that, somebody who knew my mother, again, it's been a long time, 24 years, and but she was also somebody, I'm not saying she didn't get angry, I'm not saying she didn't discipline us, she did, although my father, used to, you know, my mother would give us a little, you know, my father was more lecturers, and sometimes I remember thinking, I'd rather have the pot than to listen to that lecture. let's get this over with. Right. So let's get this over with. The truth of the matter is, my mother also would sometimes say to us, like, you know, it keeps in view today. I remember a particular incident, you know, and I'm sorry, it's another minute. I remember a particular incident when we had, I must have been the fourth or fifth grade, whatever it was, and we had a substitute teacher. Well, we all remember what happened when a substitute came in. It was, you know, party time in the class. Right? And something run roughshod over the poor lady or the poor man, whatever it was. And I got sent to the office, and apparently I opened the map. I said, "Fresh." And that was in general for my parents. Never, ever tolerated. They never tolerated that talk fresh. That was never tolerated. But I remember my mother saying, you spoke like that. That's you. This person came in. You don't know who she is, and that's going to be your impression. That she has a deep talk such a way. I got in trouble. I got in big trouble. But, you know, it was just, I remember that. That's like, you know, she kind of said this. It doesn't behoove you. It doesn't become you. I think that's the message of this Harvey Guile also, that it didn't behoove you to pay. He didn't get the message. That's the Harvey Guile knocking the door. It doesn't behoove us. We're better people than that. We're supposed to be better than our errors that we do. The very end of the Sifta discusses what the Bikurim, the first fruits. Just learned about it last week's Sunday. The Bikurim are the first fruits that a farmer brings to Yerushalayim, and it gets given to the Kohen. And the Kohen can do whatever he wants with it. It's one of the so-called 24 matnas Kohen. The Kohen is permitted to do anything he likes with this truma. And so the Mishnah gives in the last Mishnah. The Mishnah says he can do anything with it, including purchase the same Torah with it. It doesn't only have to be used for food. Okay, it doesn't all have to be used for things that, you know, you can get food with. You might think that Bikurim, in a certain sense, and many, many Mishnayos, that's very correct, they compare Bikurim to Maaser Sheni and other things which are food-oriented things. Bikurim, while it is a fruit, but you can still sell the fruit and use the money even to buy a safer Torah, which you cannot then sell for food. So the food is moved from the equation. So at the very end, it mentions Tani Hamochis, to talk a little bit about acquiring a safer Torah. Amocha Sefer Torah shall aviv enaros and bracha la'olam. You have a Sefer Torah that you inherited, so go ahead and sell it. It's a terrible thing. You'll never see a siman bracha from that again. However, b'chol ha'makayim Sefer Torah b'sof beisof, somebody who has a Sefer Torah in his home, all of akosav omer hon v'osher beisof, it's akosav omer hon. First, it has a Sefer Torah. Now, most of us don't have a Sefer Torah, but I think we can apply the same famous comment that, you know, actually, this coming with Sedgwick by Yela, or Shama pops in the middle. But this coming with Yela is a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. So, how do we not write a Sefer Torah? Most of us haven't written a Sefer Torah. Maybe we participated in seeing Sefer Torah. We wrote a little bit, scribbled in a little outline that the soul party made, and he's holding a hand. You know? But none of us ever written a Sefer Torah. Most of us probably haven't commissioned a Sefer Torah to be written. So what happened to the mitzvah? So many people are familiar. The Rosh is of the opinion, not that the mitzvah changed, but the purpose of writing the Sefer Torah. Of course, it says, this week said, if I talk Kishul of Hamas, Ashur is also, Lamdos B'nei Shol, Simon V'yam, the purpose of writing the Sefer Torah is to have what to learn from. In other words, in the olden days, you didn't have Kolashim and Sidurim and printed works. How did you learn Torah? You had to have a Sefer Torah now. Well, there's nothing else to learn from. So the purpose of the Sefer Torah is to learn from. So the Rosh is of the opinion that today, I mean, he was before printing, but other works were extant that you could get handwritten copies of different things. So you didn't have to have a Sefer Torah. You could have other works, not a Sefer Torah. So probably it means the same thing here also. If a person has a Sefer Torah, not only a Sefer Torah, a person has a Sfarim that he uses to learn from in the house. That's also a home to Osher base of the Tikasso Omedes Law. That's the last, that's the end of the Shalom Bikurim. Let's say the Hadron. the Hadra Vlan, the Dyke and Lachman says Bikurim, the Dyke of Vlan, the Mr. Shem and Lachman says Bikurim, the Sister Shem and Lachman, the Hadra Vlan, the Hadra Vlan says Bikurim, the Hadra Vlan, the Dyke and Lachman says Bikurim, the Dyke of Vlan, the Mr. Shem and Lachman says Bikurim, the Sister Shem and Lachman, the Hadra Vlan, 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 the same Hadra Vlan, the 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 Hadra Vlan, the
Afterwards, there's the water, you know, it's a take home refreshment to cook this up.
Healthy,
of
course.
Well,
thank you for interesting.
I just check because I doubt it.
Oh, okay. We have 6 people in there.
I'm not
down yet. Okay, we're going to look at it. See,
is that right?
Is that right? Is that right? Raise your hand. Okay, we got it. We're not going to have a lot of that. All right, I'll see
you on my left. John, maybe I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know.